class will now begin at the Warren County Radio Bible School. And at the beginning of this class period, I'm going to ask you a Bible question. And if you've been a student in this Bible school, then you know the answer to this question. And you may have known the answer to this question anyway, because this is a question commonly taught to the very young and remembered by the very old. It's a very special thing that God did. When Noah came out of the ark, God made a covenant with him. Part of that covenant was that God would no more destroy every living thing off the face of the earth with the waters of a flood. And God established a token of that covenant to remind man of that promise. And so here's the Bible question. What was the token of that covenant? Oh, I bet you know the answer to that one. We'll check and see in just a moment. I'm going to read the answer to you from Genesis chapter 9. But first, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, class, what is the answer to our Bible question for today? What is the token of the covenant that God made with Noah and with his family and with all his descendants and with all of the earth? Now, the covenant, part of that covenant was, I will no longer destroy the earth with the flood. What was the token of the covenant? Here's the answer. Genesis chapter 9, and I'll read verse 11. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood, neither shall there be any more a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the clouds. And it shall be for a token of the covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass that when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud. And I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I've established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Well, now you knew the answer to that question, didn't you? It is the bow in the clouds. It's that which we commonly call the rainbow. And they can be so beautiful. And from this reading, I want you to always remember that when you see that rainbow in the clouds, God said, I will look upon it. When you're looking upon it from the earth, God is looking upon it from the heavens. And it reminds us and reminds God of that covenant that he hath made. He'll no more destroy the earth with a flood. You know, God does say he'll destroy the earth with a fire, but he no longer will destroy the earth with a flood. Now, we're going to look at a Sunday school lesson about God's covenant with Noah that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of May the 2nd, 1926. And there's a devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson. It is the 89th Psalm. And I want to read that psalm to you. It has this inscription, Maskell of Ethan the Ezrahite. And it begins Psalm 89 in verse 1. I will sing of the loving kindness of Jehovah forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness wilt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne unto all generations. Selah. And the heaven shall praise thy wonders, O Jehovah, thy faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared unto Jehovah? Who among the sons of the mighty is like unto Jehovah? And God very terrible in the counsel of his holy ones, and to be feared above all them that are round about him. O Jehovah God of hosts, who is a mighty one like unto thee, O Jehovah? And thy faithfulness is round about thee. Thou rulest the pride of the sea when the waves thereof arise. Thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with the arm of thy strength. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine, the world and the fullness thereof. Thou hast founded them. The north and the south thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is thy hand and high is thy right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of thy throne. Loving kindness and truth go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They walk, O Jehovah, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name do they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness are they exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For our shield belongeth unto Jehovah, and our king unto the Holy One of Israel. Then thou spakest in vision to thy saints, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of all the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Mine arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact from him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his adversaries before him, and smite them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my loving kindness shall be with him, and in thy name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also upon the sea, and his right hand upon the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I also will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My loving kindness will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne is the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law, and walk not in my ordinances, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgressions with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. But my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness, I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne is the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and the faithful witness in the sky. Selah. But thou hast cast off and rejected. Thou hast been wroth with thine anointed. Thou hast abhorred the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruins. All that pass by the way rob him. He has become a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast exalted the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Yea, thou turnest back the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his brightness to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. In the days of his youth hast thou shortened. Thou hast covered him with shame. Selah. How long, O Jehovah, wilt thou hide thyself forever? How long shall thy wrath burn like fire? Oh, remember how short my time is. For what vanity hast thou created all the children of men? What man is he that shall live and not see death, that shall deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Selah. Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy faithfulness? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants, how I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty peoples wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Jehovah, wherein they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be Jehovah forevermore. Amen and amen. Well, that is that very powerful and beautiful 89th Psalm, which is a devotional reading for the Sunday school lesson about God's covenant with Noah. Let me begin with continue now with some of Elam's notes. He has some helps and hints for the teachers. In order to learn all the facts of the generations of Noah, the sins which brought the flood, the preparation of the ark, the length of the flood, and the salvation of Noah and his family, study Genesis 6 through 8, referred to in the article preceding this lesson. And that is exactly what we have done. This is a lesson on faith. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, 2 Peter 2 and verse 5, and was not popular for that reason with the people. He was a man of great faith. It required strong faith and great courage to resist the corruption of his time. By faith, Noah, being warned of God concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. The action of Noah is given as an illustration of the principle. Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. Noah feared God in reverence and obeyed him. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. Noah had never seen a flood, at least not like this one. Never had there been one. The experience and wisdom in the world were against it. It seemed all impossible. Unbelievers and wicked scoffers may have ridiculed the idea, but Noah believed God. He knew by faith that it would be even as God had said. He showed his faith by making just such preparation as God directed. He built the ark according to God's plan and specification. Thus, by faith, he prepared an ark to the savings of his house. God saved Noah, 2 Peter 2, verses 4 and 5. The ark saved Noah, Hebrews 11 and verse 7. The waters saved Noah, 1 Peter 3 and verse 20. And faith saved Noah, Hebrews 11, 7. And Noah saved himself in preparing the ark. And so God saves men today from sin by his grace through faith, which, like Noah's faith, obeys for you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.